everybody. Welcome to the show that might not be doing music justice, but welcome to Music for the Messes. I'm Keith. We have my partner, my life partner, my wife, Mel.
Hi, babe.
Quote unquote Tori.
Tori's back, bitches.
And my man, Mike, all the way from Franklin, Tennessee. What's up, Mike? How are you doing?
You know what? I'm doing pretty good. I got no complaints here. I've still avoided the COVID somehow, and I'm feeling pretty lucky about that.
Hell yeah. Like.
Yeah. Not all of us can say that. But anyways, we want to welcome to our show today. This week, we're going to be bringing you songs that take us to the beach or gives us that beach vibe, that beach feel. So you think about it. You know, stuff like Summertime from DJ Jazz.
Margaritas.
She's thinking about drinking and we're talking about songs.
Come on, Mike.
What are we going to do with
Back me up on that one. Margaritas. That's summertime-ish.
You know, I'm more of a beer everywhere guy, man.
Cooler in the sand, dragging it behind you.
See, for somebody who hates Jimmy Buffett like she does, she sure does love some margaritas.
Yeah,
I don't like the Bill part. Just the margarita.
I'll say this. I'm not a Jimmy Buffett fan. And for everybody out there, we don't have Jimmy Buffett on this episode, but I never understood Jimmy Buffett until one time I was actually on the beach drinking and Jimmy Buffett was playing. I was like, I get it now. But why people listen to Jimmy Buffett outside the beach is fucking beyond me.
I hate that. Like, I really hate the word hate that bad, like, to say that. But I really strongly dislike Jimmy Buffett. I hate him. Not the man. I mean, he's probably fine. I don't like his music.
So, okay, as we're speaking hate all over our episode today, we're going to go ahead and get to our agreement song, our common core song this week. And Mel's going to tell us.
It's not Jimmy Buffett.
No,
I'll tell you that right now. That fool didn't even come up in our choices. Let's just go there. All right, so our common song is Vacation by the Go-Go's.
I'm good with that.
I was happy because it was a woman band. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
We haven't had a woman band, fully woman banded. And since we've done the show. So there's not many to choose from. So there you go. But I enjoy the song. It's nostalgic.
Yeah.
You can't not be happy when you're listening to it. Like, I imagine myself riding somewhere fabulous in, like, a convertible with my hair blowing in the wind with these big-ass sunglasses on, drinking my margarita. No drinking and driving, folks, but that's what I imagine. I'll just be in a parking lot doing that.
Especially don't drink and drive when you're listening to Here Come the Robots because your ass is going to be a problem. But... No, I don't disagree with you at all. I would have never thought of this song necessarily.
Your hair blowing in the wind too? I got you.
Well, it's actually my ass hair because I was mooning somebody.
I'm driving, so it's fine. It's safety first.
That's right. Yeah. I was trying to press a ham and I had the window down. I almost ended up falling out of it. No, I don't do that whatnot. So trying to keep that under wraps. But no, this is actually a great little song. I've always liked this song. I'll be honest with you, when I was a teen boy, first off, the song is a guilty pleasure of mine because it's not only audio appealing, but it's also pretty visually appealing. The Go-Go's, not bad looking chicks, especially Belinda Carlisle.
Mm. No, and they have aged well.
Yeah, Belinda Carlisle was in Playboy too, so I got a much, much better appreciation for her after that.
Mm-hmm. Take a vacation with her.
I did a couple of times.
Take a vacation to the bathroom.
I was going
to
say I did a couple of times.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is a totally different song for both of you. This is not a beach song. This just became a different song.
Yeah. Me and Jergens went to the beach.
He lotioned up, but it was not suntan lotion.
Hey, anything can be your lubricant if you try hard enough. So all I have to say is, yeah, this is actually a great little song. It kind of reminds me of playing volleyball on the beach, a little bit of sand. Like, you probably see, like, one of those things. You'll know what I'm talking about. When somebody pulls a shenanigan on the beach on somebody, they just turn around and they're like,
yes.
You know, exactly. Just kind of, like, wave their finger and be like, oh, that's real funny, you know. Kind of like that Foo Fighters video with Mentos and the Fresh Maker. They're just, so I just get that whole vibe from this. It's just kind of a fun song. I tell you what, I got to at least say this. I almost tried to sabotage this pick, but I like this so much. And I was going to actually recommend the B-52s, something like the Love Shack, or even actually Rock Lobster is even a better song for this.
Rock Lobster's
a way better song. I think Vacation is actually, I think Vacation gets a beach vibe better, even though I think that the Rock Lobster is a great kind of, it's a beach vibe, but not quite as much beach vibe. It's got more of a happy, I don't know. But yeah, I love this song and I love the Go-Go's. I was honestly think I was jealous of the Go-Go's as a young aspiring guitar player because they wrote really fucking good riffs. And I was like, chicks can't write riffs. And I was just fucking wrong. The Bangles write good riffs. Go-Go's write good riffs. So fuck it. I was wrong.
Yep. It's the quintessential. Beach makes you think of summer. Summer thinks of beach. You know, well, for some of us, for me, I lived at the beach. So it was like, ugh. I'm like, fucking get away from the beach if I can. But yeah, I mean, but it's a song that brings you right to, you know, that time of year and to being out there in the sand. Like he says, playing volleyball, you know, doing that thing right at the pier. So, and they capture it. Well, I mean, most of the time when you listen to a song, you get a vibe and emotion from it, but you have to see a video to get that like physical presence of where that's at. When you listen to this song, you feel like you're in that place.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a perfect pick.
Perfect pick. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, and if I recall, even though the video is pretty good too, if I recall, they're all like water skiing and shit. It's a good little video.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all into the, I'll only get about
halfway
through.
He's like, I'm
going to
look at that video later. I'm
going
to go.
Yeah. Oh, let me pull this
I'm
up.
Going on vacation. I'll be like, yeah, I know what that's clue for now. On to both of you.
So if you're ready for me to go, I'll give mine.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the good news is while Keith and I were joking, at the end, it might leave us a little bit like this, a soft serve. And that's actually the name of this song is Soft Serve. And this is by a band called Soul Coughing, which I didn't know exactly how to quantify these guys. But I don't think anybody knows how to quantify these guys. They are kind of, I guess they get lumped into alternative music more than anything. And I think that we kind of include alternative in this. It was difficult, but this is one of my favorite bands from the 90s. Yeah. And I remember hearing them for the first time. I was lucky. Do you remember a thing that was called cable radio?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I had cable radio and... Mm-hmm. As a boy in Louisville, you were just really introduced to what other people introduced you to. You had no idea that other music really existed. And I had cable radio, and I was fortunate enough to hear songs by Self was a band that I really like, as well as I was introduced for the first time to Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name of on that. And I was like, oh, Rage Against the Machine fan before like anybody in Louisville. I was like, you got to check this shit out. They're like, what is that? I was like, dude, it's Rage. But Soul Coughing was another one of those bands that there was a song called Super Bon Bon, which I kind of hated using Soft Serve because Super Bon Bon is a dope-ass song. Please check it out when you're done. It's so fucking great. It's one of my favorite songs ever. But this song, I had to bring it up because this is not only gives you the feeling of the beach, this was actually a beach song for me, similar to what I was talking about with Jimmy Buffett being a beach song. Mm-hmm. I was on the beach, and I took my Soul Coughing disc down because, of course, we didn't have MP3s back then. You had a disc, and it was in my disc player. And it's tough back then because you could only carry so many discs, or you didn't want to get all your discs out and sloppy. And then it's not like you could sit there and switch your discs over and over. So you had to pick an entire album you liked. Mm-hmm. And I love this album by Soul Coughing. It's called Irresistible Bliss. And this, I think, is the second song on the album. It's right after Super Bon Bon, I believe. And it's just a laid back, hopefully you agree with me. It's a boom. It's a great song. But the one thing I remember, and then I'll let you guys go because it's chill as fuck. It's just a chill. Yeah. Get yourself a nice little drink, chill out on the beach. But you'll appreciate this is that there's a song right after this song, I'm pretty sure. So I was all chilled out. There's a song by Soul Coughing, and I'm already like in my beach zone. I'm like, I'm into Soul Coughing. The next song is a song called White Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, it's just like at the end of the song, he says it's like 10 times. He goes, White Girl, White Girl, White Girl. And it felt like that took like 20 minutes because I'm sitting here blaring it on the beach and just go, White Girl, White Girl, White. So long story short, this is really honestly a beach song for me. And this song takes me back to the good of that moment and listening to Soul Coughing. And then the bad was the next song. When you already lean into it, you can't go over and turn it off because then you look like the jackass. So then I'm sitting here going, I'm just going to have to fucking ride this out to the next song. I think Soundtrack to Mary, I think, is the next one. I could be wrong on that. But yeah, Soundtrack to Mary is a chill little song. And so you just kind of...
White girl.
Okay, I could get through the white girl, white girl, white.
Calling all them pasty bitches on the beach, white girl.
I'm pretty sure that's the order of those songs. I could be wrong, but I do remember being like, chill as fuck to soft serve, and then white girl comes on. I'm like, oh, fuck this. This is just too much.
No, I loved it. I thought the song was great. Same thing, gives you that vibe of just chilling, having a little beverage in your hand, looking at the ocean, letting the breeze kind of hit you, just bopping your head. It's a great feel.
So it was good for me because it had this this mix between Jack Johnson and Sublime. So like if you took those two and like just this song now, you know, remind because I'm not familiar with Soul Coughing. This is not a band I'm familiar with because in that '96 era I was more like Wu-Tang. Not so, but when I listened to it, I was like, damn, it's like. Absolutely. I mean, the opening of that song, that intro to that song immediately took me to being like, the first thing I thought was when I took a trip to Hawaii, was sitting out at Waikiki watching the paddleboarders go out on the water. I mean, that was my first vision. That's what brought into my mind. I was like, that's a perfect song to take you to the beach. And I can see why being on the beach and listening to that song just is a chill vibe. But I mean, again, it gives you a good...
Yeah, you get a feel from
like
it.
Like, you feel warm. You feel warm when you listen to the song.
It's funny when you said that about Sublime, because I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
It's got that kind of, like, that groove to it.
It's got that Long Beach vibe to
it. Yeah, exactly. California.
Yeah.
It's like a nice warm hug from a big shirtless man.
Will you put some lotion on my back?
And other places, please. And we'll stop there. But no, the other thing I love about Soul Coughing is they use, usually in most of their songs, they do have some sampling and things. I can't remember the name of the guy who samples, but their rhythm section is world renowned. I believe they're like in a lot of the drummer and bass magazines, they're considered top shelf. And they play a lot on this album. They play acoustic drums and acoustic bass. And if you want to hear the nastiest acoustic drum and acoustic bass you ever heard, go listen to Super Bon Bon. But this one is still very much acoustic. Mm-hmm. And they get the big, fat, filthy sound. The bass player's, he's not between the frets. He's playing the big bass with, you know, the big stand-up bass. And it's just fucking dope. These guys are so good. And this song does inspire a vibe. And that's what we're looking for, is a beach vibe. So I really enjoyed this song for that. Yeah.
It was excellent. Good job. Good pick. Oh, so what do I go next?
Well, you're new.
All right, yeah, I'm new here.
Go ahead, Tori.
Hey, Tori's here. She's new. So
yeah, you get two songs, Mel.
Yeah, right. Tori gets two. So my pick was actually a song by Lana Del Rey that was remade by Within Temptation. So I found one of my favorite songs. I really wanted the genre bender. But because I didn't get it, I was like, okay, I know for a fact somebody somewhere has had to remake this damn song. So I looked for it. And luckily,
cheater!
I did. I cheater! Totally cheated it. I'm owning it. But then I found Within Temptation, which is actually a band I listen to. I just haven't heard this particular song by them. But because I already knew the Lana Del Rey song, I knew it was going to be amazing. And it was actually really much better than I thought it was going to be. So... the reason I picked it, it's not really a beach. I mean, it doesn't give you like a beach vibe. It's really like a summer romance breakup thing. So it's like a summer love song. Like you met your perfect man on the beach.
Summer loving.
Not that one. Oh, God.
Having a blast. Summer loving. Keith is so blessed.
We made out till 10 o'clock.
Summer day. Switching. Yeah, I better stop before, like, they're going to flag me for my singing. They're going to be like, no, you can't play that on Spotify. I'm going to be like, dude, it's a parody. Did you not fucking listen to it? I'm terrible.
I was not being serious on that at all. But, yeah, so that's my choice.
Yeah, I get the... I get the...
There's no beachness about it.
There's no beachness about it.
Well, no, babe, but this is summer. It's summertime sadness.
But if you feel like it takes you
there... I imagine...
Okay,
this is my scenario. I listen to my head when I hear this song. So, like, you've, like, gone away for, like, the summer. Like, you're staying with your aunt somewhere in, like, her beach house, and she's, like, loaded and rich. And you meet this really cute boy across the way, and, like, you spent all summer together. But then it's in the summer, and you have to go back home. And so she's putting her little red dress on. She's looking all pretty for him. And now, kiss me before you go. Like, that's the sweetest little thing ever. So they have had this wonderful summer together.
Yeah. This is very much a Grease vibe going on here.
It really is.
But yeah, personally, I love the Lana Del Rey version because, I mean, hello, she's amazing. But this girl does it justice. They're a Dutch band. I picked a woman band. So, you know, that's my vibe, and I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, no, I get it. I totally see that from, like, listening to the song because I've never heard it before. Don't get me wrong.
Neither version.
It's not in my wheelhouse. But I looked at the lyrics and kind of went through it and listened to it a couple times. And I get the – I do – for me, it does – when I looked at the lyrics, I saw, you know, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John standing on the beach right before they go back to school. I'll miss you, Danny.
It could be the modern day version of that.
Yeah, I mean, but that's exactly what I saw. So it took me to the beach. It's just not a song I would like immediately come to the beach with.
Yeah, I actually tried to put myself in a beach mind frame for this song. I'll say first off that I think this chick has a pretty good voice.
Yeah, she does. Really do.
She has a great voice. And the thing I liked about this song is that it is a heavy ish song.
Yeah.
And I kept waiting for it to get too screamo, but she doesn't.
No, they kept it very under control.
Yeah, which I liked because I thought if it went screamo, it's going to be like, nah, I can't get into this vibe at all. But she contained it. She went high enough that you knew she was accenting things, but it wasn't like the bah! And then I was trying to think of what I could do at the beach with this song. And I was thinking very much of like a Jane Fonda workout video. there's especially a part at the end where I could put my, near the end, it felt like, I go, okay, I could see like people on the beach doing some workout because it was a good groove. I was like, okay, something very like 1, 2, 3, 4, stretch 2, 3, 4.
Yes.
Now turn around 2, 3, 4, touch your toes. So no, it's but it was a good song. It was, like I said, I like when bands don't try to stretch the limit of songs. We talked about that in our last episodes. Is sometimes I think bands try to get too clever. And I don't know the original of this.
Yeah, you'll have to go. It doesn't sound anything like this, not even remotely.
Really?
Okay. It's very slow. Like, this is a little bit faster than the original.
But yeah, at least this song, I didn't feel like they tried to make it too much. I felt like it was a good song and chill. So yeah. It was heavy-ish, but if you're going to listen, this is about the extent that you could take a beach song heavy-wise. It'd still be a beach song to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's tougher to get much, unless you're just one of those like swole-up rednecks with doing a keg party. He's like, hey, man, can you put on that Megadeth?
Well, that's true. Well, see, I was having a hard time, though, choosing songs because 2006 and newer, there's not too many. I mean, there's some, but it's not many that are very light, like, especially in the genre. Like, you don't get that. The only other one I thought of was Kid Rock, and I was like, hell fucking no, I'm not even doing that mess. Not happened. That summertime song, you know what I'm talking about. I was like 2009.
I have no idea. Fortunately, because I don't listen to Kid Rock because he lives in Nashville, or he has a bar in Nashville that's like COVID central.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, I can see that. Yeah, it's like summertime. You know what I'm talking about. I was like, I'm not even picking that shit. Kid Rock summer song. That's the one that comes up. And I was like, nah, I ain't doing that shit.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this firsthand. If Kid Rock shows up on this show, I'm just going to cut the mic and it's your show.
Well, then good thing I didn't pick my summer song.
I have no room in my life for the POTGOD or whatever his name is. It's a top dog. I don't fucking know Kid Rock. All I know is he takes it out behind the garage and fires it up.
Kid Rock or Nickelback. Those are the two no's on the show.
The thing is about Nickelback,
he's really triggered by that, though.
No, I don't like Nickelback. I don't. No. But I'll say two things about Nickelback, okay? First off, they're not bad. Okay. Yeah. They're great musicians. And I honestly think that they become almost a joke within a joke. Yeah. They become a parody of themselves. But secondly, and this is actually pretty funny, is that one of my favorite bands, I mentioned that Truck Fighters was a band that I listened to 2 years running, I think, as my top band. The year before that, it was Scissor Fight. And I was reading Chad Kroeger was really giving props to Scissor Fight, which is a really small band out of New Hampshire. So since I've read that, I'm like, okay, I've got a soft spot in my heart for Nickelback. I won't go to my grave defending them, mind you, but I'm at least going to give them the benefit of the doubt. You know what?
You'd at least stand up if it was a bar fight. I'm like, oh.
Oh, no, fuck them guys.
No, I'm not going to stand up.
Word.
No. Yeah. They're
or Buck
dead.
Cherry. Buck Cherry's the other band. Fuck that Buck Cherry. God, they're awful.
I like the cocaine. I like the cocaine.
Seriously, they're the worst. That little skinny. They're rotten. Oh, they're terrible. Oh, they're horrible. Sorry, I got on a tangent.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys watch basketball, but Charles Barkley would say they're terrible.
They're terrible.
Just terrible.
They're terrible. Just terrible.
Everybody doing their Charles Barkley. Oh, just terrible, terrible.
Yeah, we should just do a song. We should do a show where we pick a topic and we have to only pick from those three bands. It's either Buck Cherry, Kid Rock, or
that show won't
Nickelback.
Get aired.
Nickelback. That'd be funny as shit, though.
I don't know a song from any of them except for Kid
You'd
Rock,
have to
and that's
look
only because.
I'm doing it.
I'm not even going there.
We're going to do it.
So,
Tori, that's Tori's suggestion for the show.
Tori's getting fired.
I don't like Tori a lot. Tori's going to throw that up there.
Tori's getting buried in the backyard.
Tori's going back to her learning cottage over there.
Yeah. Keith's going all Eminem style on him. He's going to cut that bitch up and throw it in the backyard.
Damn, it's cold up in here.
Anyway, so our genre bender this week.
Not the gender bender we had last week.
Yeah, not the genre bender. Genre bender. This week is mine, and the song, I had a lot, let's be honest, being the genre bender for beach songs is the best genre bender for it, because you can pick,
everybody's got a
beach song, but I went with the song that I start the summer with every year on the beach, and that is Modest Yahoo's Sunshine, and it's off his 2012 album, Spark Seeker. I am a diehard Modest Yahoo fan. I've been listening to Modest Yahoo for years. He is one of my favorite artists. He is intelligent. He is witty. He is a great songwriter. He's got a reggae-ish vibe. He is a Hasidic Jew. He went to rabbi school. When he started music, the dude literally came out with his yarmulke and the curls. Like,
oh, my God.
And he had, like... This is why I say why I love Modest Yahoo. Before I get into the song, is because I had kids that I could not connect with, like because I was a youth pastor and I listened to Modest Yahoo at that moment because I was into the Torah, studying the Torah and rabbinical law and stuff, and I would listen to his song because he would put a lot of rabbinical teaching in his songs, and I was like picking up on this, and I came across a couple of kids like, what are you listening to? And I'm like, that's reggae. And I'm like, yeah, but it's like rabbinical reggae. So it's really cool.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, but Sunshine is that song that makes me think of the beach because it's a light song. It's dun, 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 dun. And I was just like, oh, as soon as I hear that opening, just that little opening part, it makes me feel happy. It puts my toes in the sand. I'm just looking across, like I'm looking out over the Atlantic Ocean. Like, even though I'm on a roof getting ready to put a gutter up, that's in my head. But yeah, this is my song. It's a great song. It's an uplifting song. It's all about just like the song Sunshine. It's getting the clouds away. It's just opening up. It's from morning to dusk. It's just everything it's about. So it makes me happy. It's my happy beach song.
I love it.
What do you guys think about it? Mike, I want to hear what you think about it. She's heard it a ton of times.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was waiting for her like extended review. She's like, I love it.
Well, because like, right. Yeah, I love it. Remember, you two are the music people. I just love it.
Okay, well, that's, you know what? That's the whole point, really. If you don't like music, that's a problem. Music can be as quote-unquote complicated or as good as it's supposed to be. There have been songs that I've been told I should like and I don't like. This is one that's chill. I like it. It's simple enough. I'll tell you the vibe it gave me, because you said he kind of has a Jamaican vibe. To me, and I know this is going to come off sounding like an insult, but it's not intended to be. It gave me very much a Snow Informer vibe. Informer. You know, yeah. So that'd be Snowy, I go blame. I licky boom boom down. Detective man, I say, so that ain't Snowy, that's someone down the lane. Licky boom boom down.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's very, and again, that sounds like I'm insulting it, but I'm not, because that was a very kind of slick, cheesy, but slick song, mm-hmm. because he was very, that Jamaican feel is, it's, I won't say it's difficult to pull off, but it's not easy to pull off in a song that's not, doesn't sound like a Jamaican song. It doesn't sound like a Jamaican song, a reggae song, I guess I should say. As if all Jamaicans play reggae, because I'm not a racist or anything. But no, it's not a very much, it's not a reggae song, but it still has that reggae vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of nice. So it's a chill song. I liked it. Again, this goes back very much to our last two episodes, this one and the previous one, is there are songs where you don't want too much out of a song.
Yeah.
And this was a good song. It was a good, not simple, but not complicated. He didn't try to take it places he shouldn't go.
Yeah.
You felt good at the beginning. You felt good in the middle. You felt good at the end. And that's the whole goal of a song.
Yeah, and it's when you talk about like certain type of songs that bring you to like certain feelings, certain emotions, certain physical like mind spaces, like we're talking about being at the beach. Beach songs should never be complicated. I mean, let's be honest. You know, it should be what it is. It should just make you feel good. You know, I would never have been like, oh, you know, Modest Yahoo's King Without a Crown. That's the one live at Stubbs. And you listen to that and you're like, holy shit, to that solo he just put in there. But no, I mean, this is the song that just made me
feel.
It's
easy listening. It's just having it on where you might hear it in the background of, you know, two people over, you hear it and you're like, oh, that's a damn good song, whatever they got playing. Yeah. It's that kind of vibe. You know what I mean? Like, it just fits the scene of
it. And this song was... And again, the reason I went with this song is because it is the song. Like, if I'm at the beach, this song is being played because that's where it puts me. And if it wasn't this song, it'd been any other Jack Johnson song. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm not a Jack Johnson fan, but I'm also not a Jimmy Buffett fan. But there are places for this style of music.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
I drink a margarita to it, so let's go with that.
Tori drink a margarita anything.
Baba Black Sheep drinking it. B-I-N-G-O, drinking it.
I married this woman.
I don't even drink margaritas that much. Moscow Mules.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I air quoted that bitch.
Yeah, everybody has a I don't do this much of something they do a whole lot. So
poop?
That may be your thing.
You weirdo.
Poop, maybe.
For you.
I don't take my iPhone into the bathroom and watch the vacation video often, allegedly.
I'm gonna start having a phone. Never. I'm gonna have a phone check outside the bathroom. Like, leave that phone right there.
No, man, I gotta play my Disney Emoji game.
And Go-Go's. All of a sudden I hear Go-Go's.
That's even creepier.
All of a sudden you hear the Go-Go's playing there. Why is Belinda Carlisle in there again?
Keith's got the beat.
Anyways, guys and girls, we want to ask you, what song makes you think you're at the beach or brings you to the beach? What is that song? And like we tell you in every episode, go and check us out over on Instagram at Music for the Masses.
Unless it's Jimmy Buffett, don't even leave that shit on our page.
No, I want to know if it's Jimmy Buffett.
No, I'm going to delete it.
If you want the Jimmy Buffett experience, go to a Margaritaville somewhere, and then you will be like, hail.
Oh, it's the worst. You ever been to Margaritaville?
I actually have to the one at Universal Studios. It's not terrible. I don't like it when it's crowded. It's a vibe.
The one in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina?
No, Orlando. Orlando.
No, we're talking about the one in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh, I don't fuck with Myrtle Beach.
Nobody should.
That's where I'm from. So
you're not from there. Let's clarify that just a little bit. You're 30 miles wherever else in North Carolina. I'm
in Sunset Beach, but Myrtle Beach was the backyard.
Yeah, but still, you don't tell people you're from there.
Redneck paradise, baby. Redneck
it's
paradise.
The Redneck Riviera. Woo!
Anyways, but guys and girls, we want to thank you for checking out the show. And as always, check us out over at Instagram. Like I said, Music for the Messes. And
Mike, check out our playlist.
Yeah, check out the playlist on Spotify. You'll see all the songs we've talked about in every episode. We're not going to delete them. They'll come out when we air the episode. And, you know.
I mean, seriously, we're in the middle of winter. Go listen to a beach song. Get your mindset right.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? And if you want to send us an email, you can send it to anything at musicforthemesses.com. Send it to twerkingwithjurgens@musicforthemesses.com, and we'll get it. And beach songs that make you want to go to the bathroom.
Fuck Buck Chariot.
And keep Tori on a leash at musicforthemesses.com.
Word.
And that's it. Anything there.
And we'll see you next time, people. Peace.